This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces on Wednesday fought their way into the center of the Ukrainian industrial city of Severodonetsk and appeared to be closing to claim a big prize in their offensive in the eastern Donbas region. But in a boost for Ukraine, locked in a grinding struggle against the invading army, the United States announced a new $700 million weapons package for Kiev, which will include advanced rocket systems capable of hitting targets up to 80 kilometers or 50 miles away. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Ukraine has been begging for them, and the U.S. will now send four medium-range rocket systems,
which responds to Ukraine's top priority ask.
Pentagon Policy Chief Colin Call says the systems are aimed at helping Ukraine fight back against Russian artillery barrages.
For high-value targets that allow them to keep some of the pressure off of Ukrainian forces on the front, we think these systems will be very useful.
The Kyiv government has assured the U.S. it will not use the systems to fire rockets into Russian territory.
We trust the Ukrainians will live up to those assurances.
Moscow does not trust them and says the U.S. is pouring fuel on the fire by providing the rockets. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin sent his troops over the border on what he calls a special military operation on February 24th to disarm and denazify Ukraine. Ukraine and its allies call this a baseless pretext for war of aggression, and the West has imposed stringent sanctions on Russia in a bid to strangle its economy. Thousands of people have been killed in Ukraine and millions more displaced since the invasion began. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mourners gathered Wednesday at a Catholic church to say goodbye to Robb Elementary School teacher Irma Garcia and her husband Joe. Irma died in the shooting at Uvalde, Texas grade school, and Joe died 2 days later from a heart attack after visiting his wife's memorial. 19 children and two teachers were killed May 24th when the 18-year-old gunman burst into their classroom and started shooting. The visitations, funerals, and burials for victims begin Monday and will continue. Or they began on Monday and will continue into mid-June. A New York grand jury on Wednesday charged the white teen 18-year-old accused of fatally shooting 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket with domestic terrorism motivated by hate and 10 counts of first-degree murder. Peyton Gendron, who has been in custody since the May 14th shooting, is scheduled to be arraigned Thursday in Erie County Court. Gendron had previously been charged with first-degree murder in the shooting, which also injured three people. He has pleaded not guilty. The jury in the libel trial between actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard has ruled in favor of Depp's claims and one of Heard's counterclaims, AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
A jury in Fairfax, Virginia has ruled in favor of Johnny Depp's claims that his ex-wife, Amber Heard, libeled him with a 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece in which she calls herself a victim of abuse. The jury also found in favor of one of Heard's claims that Depp's then-lawyer defamed her when he called her allegations a hoax. The jury awarded $10.35 million in damages to Depp and $2 million to Heard. Heard displayed little emotion in court as the verdict was read. Depp was not in court and has been spotted performing with musician Jeff Beck at concerts in the UK in recent days. I'm Archie Zarletta.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will make a present of a horse to Queen Elizabeth II to mark the celebration of 70 years on the throne. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Elysee says Macron has decided to give a seven-year-old grey horse to the British monarch. The horse, which belonged to the largely ceremonial French Republican Guard, was trained to carry the standard-bearer of the Guard and recently paraded on the Paris Champs-Élysées Avenue. Macron will pay a formal homage to the Queen on Thursday during a flame rekindling ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe Monument in Paris. He will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the presence of British Ambassador to France, Menard Rawlings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recapping our top story, Russian forces on Wednesday fought their way into the center of the Ukrainian industrial city of Severodonetsk and appear to be closing to claim a big prize in their offensive in the eastern Donbas region as the U.S. gives them advanced rocket systems to Ukrainians. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.